Chris at Express Coffee, www.expresscoffeeuk.co.uk. Just following up on my initial thoughts of the WMF 800 that I've now had on test at both at home and in our office now in our demo area for probably about the last 7 or 8 months. Definitely fantastic machine, very impressed with it. Before that I had a Dura Z5, I've had pretty much most of the Dura range over the past 2 or 3 years when we were Dura's biggest retailer. The 800, also made by WMF for Solis as a Solis SE8. Few subtle differences between the 800 and the Solis. 800, a far better machine in my opinion, in the look, in the programming. I find there are a couple of slight differences, and on the fact on the milk cleaning. One of the biggest problems we ever have with the Duras, as anyone with a Dura will know, is the milk cleaning. It's not necessarily very hard, but you really have to stay on top of. Very easy, even with just the normal clean you do through the instructions, to get milk blockages and a lack of consistency in the milk drinks. The WMF just simply has, you take the milk pipe out of either the flask or the milk fridge, plug it back into the water arm and press, and it runs through a steam cycle and just flushes it through and then straight out of the spout. So very, very hygienic, very, very easy, and touch wood, I've not had a single milk blockage or any sort of effect on the milk phone as of yet. A few other little touches that are quite nice, you know, because I'm so used to the Dura and the Swiss machines, it's very nice to see some of the subtle differences with even down to the restrictor at the end of the pipe. As the bigger WMF, as the Presto and Presto Linos tend to have, you can change the restrictor depending on whether the milk's fresh out the fridge, in a milk cooler, room temperature, and that will affect how much it restricts the milk flow coming through to how warm and hot the milk ends up becoming, which is often a problem that I used to find with the Dura Z5, and then certainly the Dura S9 One Touch, was always trying to get the milk temperatures up. If I was being negative about the machine, I think the drip tray is not big enough. I think it's too small. The water tank is slightly smaller than the Dura Z5. I think it's 2.2 on the WMF 800, the Dura Z5, and I believe the Z7 being the same is 2.7, I believe. That you notice a difference. Larger filter that can be fitted. It uses the larger sort of Besmax style filter in tank, which Dura started opting to use for the larger semi-commercial machines. But downside to that is, because it's a little bit larger, you lose some of that 2.2 litre of water. Boiler system, so you don't suffer the same types of problems that we used to commonly get with the Duras. Because they work on a thermoblock system, which is more like perhaps, if you like, to simplify your power shower, where it will run the water through a block of water for each coffee. But because of the very small pipework scale, is a major issue I find on the Dura machine, especially in the UK market. The Claris systems that the Dura use, we know from training in Switzerland with Dura themselves, will only ever get rid of around 80% of the scale, so you've always got a scale build up. The WMF running on a boiler system just seems to be that much easier on the scale side, very easy to descale. The programming is very similar to the Presto Lino, so you've got the programming of a full commercial coffee machine, but in a domestic capacity. As I said, I've gone from the Z5 at home to the WMF now. Again, the downside, I think the ground box, though huge, it tends to all sit at one end, so it will pile up at one end, which, you know, again, it's easy to say now in hindsight, but really the water tank should have been perhaps swapped around, so you had a much larger water tank, a much smaller ground box. But the cleaning on it is just so phenomenally easy. I mean, whereas with the Duras and many other machines, not just Duras, it may come up for a clean, but you can pretty much ignore it, and sometimes even not necessarily bypass it, but press to go through a clean, not actually do it. The WMF will actually turn itself off, and you can no longer make drinks from it until you've done